Radio Prague News.
The opposition public affairs party is suing the government for tolerating excessive gambling on video lottery terminals. President Václav Klaus is on a two-day visit to Slovakia, and customs officials have seized a record shipment of cocaine at Václav Havel Airport. The opposition public affairs party is suing the government for tolerating excessive gambling on video lottery terminals. Party leader Vít Bárda said the government had received a warning from the ombudsman regarding the need to fill a hole in the gambling law by setting a ceiling on bets and losses on video lottery terminals, and had approved a resolution to that effect, which it later cancelled at the request of the finance minister. The law sets a limit on gambling but has no cap on bets and losses on video lottery terminals. President Václav Klaus is on a two-day visit to neighbouring Slovakia, his last foreign visit before his term in office expires in March. The president is meeting with the country's top officials and leading members of the Slovak business community. He will also attend a number of social events, including the opening of an exhibition on 20 years of Czech and Slovak independence. Mr. Klaus is accompanied by his wife Livia, who herself is Slovak. Ever since the breakup of Czechoslovakia in 1993, the two countries' presidents have made it a tradition to pay their first and last foreign visits in office to the former sister state as a mark of above-standard relations. Police are questioning three Dutch nationals who were detained at Václav Havel Airport on Tuesday morning after customs officials found 31 kilos of cocaine in their luggage. The group, two men and a woman, arrived from the Dominican Republic. It is not yet clear if the drugs were intended for the Czech market or were to have been smuggled to another destination. The street value of the drugs in their possession is estimated at 60 million crowns. The Prague Court of Appeals has ordered artist David Černý to pay the former head of the National Gallery, Milan Knížák, 100,000 crowns for insulting him in a Czech TV documentary. Czech public television has been ordered to pay the same amount for airing the programme. Both the artist and Czech television have already apologised for the incident. Relations between the two artists have been strained for years. Czechs are increasingly unwilling to burden their family budgets with loans, according to a poll conducted by the CVVM agency. Inflation and uncertainty on the job market have made Czechs notably more cautious with respect to loans for vacations and consumer goods. According to the poll results, 88% of respondents said they were no longer willing to take loans on vacations or consumer goods, though 85% of them said they would do so to finance their housing or start a business. According to statistics, 17% of Czechs have serious problems repaying their loans. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring partly cloudy to overcast skies with rain in places and day temperatures between 2 and 6 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby. Today, embattled Prime Minister Petr Nečas takes to the regions in a bid to address dwindling support for his party. We heard about some highlights of this year's imminent One World Festival of Human Rights documentaries, and later we meet the people behind the Berg Orchestra, a young Prague ensemble with a focus on contemporary music.
I have big hopes for the future, because our concerts are full and people react in a wonderful way.
All that's coming up in today's program. The Czech Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, has seen his party, the Civic Democrats, floundering in the opinion polls since disastrous regional and Senate elections last year. And with general elections